Test 76, Section 2, Question 2. Here, we're doing fill in the blank, and it ends with so this is essentially like a conclusion slash most supported one. And so we take what we get as far as our passage, and basically you can have foreign citizens, but who live there, conserve at most levels, but not cabinet secretaries. This is a good idea. Cabinet secretaries do some duties that should be only citizens, and no one should be appointed to a position if it involves duties that a person should not perform. So saying, yeah, you shouldn't be appointed to something if you shouldn't perform those duties. Moreover, a cabinet's undersecretary is expected to serve as cabinet secretary when the actual secretary is unavailable. And so what this seems to be pushing towards is that an undersecretary should also probably have to be a citizen as well, because they'll serve as secretary, and therefore they might perform some duties that should only be done by citizens. So really it's saying undersecretaries should be the same as secretary. Foreign citizens who serve as public servants should be granted citizenship. No, it's not saying we should change their citizenship. Foreign citizens should not be appointed as cabinet undersecretaries. And that seems pretty good. Only former cabinet undersecretaries should be appointed as secretaries. Well, we don't have anything that says who should be, you know, that you should limit it to former undersecretaries. We don't have evidence of that. So C is wrong. And then foreign citizens should be eligible to serve as cabinet secretaries. That is actually what the whole point of this is saying shouldn't happen. And then cabinet undersecretaries should not be expected to stand in. It's not saying they shouldn't be expected, because it's saying that that's part of one of their duties. And so it's not saying they shouldn't. It's just saying they should have to have the same kind of criteria or requirements that a secretary should. And so B is our best answer there.